This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress note on Frank Kazmarek II. That's F-R-A-N-K is the first name, Kazmarek, K-A-Z-M-A-R-Z-A-K, with the Roman number two, numeral two after. It's actually Kazmerzak, K-A-Z-M-E-R-Z-A-K. Date was April 20th. Place was his private residence at Flynn Heights Terrace. I'm redictating because I did not get a job number for my first dictation. Either I was cut off or something went wrong. Paragraph his chief complaint. Mr. Kazmarek is 51. He was asked to assess the need for Foley catheter bags as he has a urostomy and had bladder cancer, period. He also is on dialysis and he also has coronary artery disease. In Paris history, Mr. Kazmarek moved from Texas a couple of years ago, period. He has had bladder cancer, and that was removed, period. He now has a urostomy, period. He complains of pain in the abdomen, especially when sitting up or laying, period. The urostomy is connected to a Foley because that's connected to a Foley catheter bag in order to prevent overflow of the urine at nighttime especially, but also in the day, period. There's a tube in the urostomy that connects to a Foley, and then he puts it in a pail to prevent too much urine from flowing through the apartment, period. The stoma hole is 19 millimeters, and there's a snap ring of 1 1/4 inch, period. He does need these Foley bags. When he was in Texas, he was getting two of them a month, and now they're denied by his insurance here, period. However, he is making urine, period. He had been on dialysis 3 times a week and now is on 2 times a week as he may be opening up, period. He follows his doctor, Danish, and is still getting chemotherapy, period. Even though the bladder has been removed, there is metastatic disease, period. Interesting, though, his last PET scan was negative according to what he was told, period. However, he has had metastases to the lung and lymph nodes, period. I defer to Dr. Danish regarding this, but he still has chemotherapy scheduled, period. He has hypertension, which varies and stable when he takes his meds, but he hadn't taken his medicines when seen, unless it was up, period. There's no headache or chest pain, period. He does complain of back pain, period. The paragraph. He does have coronary arteries also, but there's no recent angina, period. He had heart cath and a stent placed in 2019, period. There's been no recurrence of symptoms since, period. His problem actually then was more shortness of breath and pain. New paragraph, review of systems, constitutional, no fever, tilt, eyes, no complaints, ENT, no complaints, respiratory, no current dyspnea or cough, did he get short of breath easily, cardiovascular, no chest pain or palpitations, GI, he has constipation, no, some abdominal pain, no diarrhea, no bleeding, GU, no dysuria, but he has the urostomy bag. Here, he's also on dialysis. New paragraph. Skin, no rash, rich. New paragraph, endocrine. No polyuria, polydipsia, no known diabetes. New paragraph. Hematologic, no excessive bruising or bleeding. New paragraph, past history. Psoriasis, coronary artery disease, chronic kidney disease, and he's on dialysis now 2 times a week. Malignant neoplasm of the bladder, essential hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux disease. New paragraph, family history. Father died at 53 of brain tumor. Mother died at 77 of cardiac problems. New paragraph, social history. No smoking or ethanol abuse. New paragraph. Examination. He's not acutely distressed or ill-appearing. blood pressure 158 over 74, pulse 59, was 5/8/16, head and neck, oral mucosa normal, ears normal inspection, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, neck had no nodes, lungs, clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing, cardiovascular normal S1-S2, no gallop, no murmur, abdomen soft, non-tender. Paragraph. Change that. Cancel it. Abdomen is soft and has diffuse tendinous periods. He has a urostomy bag, period. There's a scar noted. CNS, cranial growth, normal, and sensation is intact. New paragraph. Assessment of plan. One, Mr. Kazmierczak has had bladder cancer and had a removal of the bladder and urostomy period. He's opening up with respect to his urination and producing quite a bit at night. And thus he connects the urostomy to a Foley and then to another Foley bag and then puts in a big pail to prevent overflow and leaking throughout his apartment. I do strongly believe he needs a Foley bag, period. I recommend at least 2 a month and possibly more if he voids more. In paragraph 2, his hypertension. And he had not taken his medicine, so his blood pressure was up. But it is generally controlled with hydralazine 100 milligrams 3 times a day, plus metoprolol 25 milligrams twice a day, plus amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, period. I will continue this. In paragraph 3, he has coronary artery disease. I will continue Plavix 75 milligrams daily, period. He has a stent, but no recent pain. 4, he has significant pain in his abdomen when moving and back pain. I will continue morphine sulfate ER 30 milligrams BID. The snorkel, 10-25, 1 every 6 hours as needed, period. In paragraph is constipation, and I will, it might be partially opioid-induced or generalized, but I will continue, or I will start Amitiza at 24 milligrams BID, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.